everyone. Welcome back. So, as always, my name is Maria, and I am one of the many hosts of Slugcast. And welcome back. So, as you guys might have already figured from today's episode, I am going to be talking about readjusting to a new quarter. Now, this is something, like most topics that I talk about here on the podcast, that I actually feel heavily on. I fall victim to taking my winter break as a summer break and anticipating that there is no quarter after. And so when I do go back, it is very hard to readjust. That first week and even this next week, week two, is insanely hard. But that does not mean it is not possible, which is something that I wanted to talk about with you guys. So, like I mentioned, I fall victim to treating my winter break as a summer break and expecting it to be a whole, 3 months, and then I come back to school for winter quarter, and I don't know if it's just me, but winter quarter feels so much longer than fall. And I think that's mainly because in fall there's, a bunch of events, cornucopia and stuff like that. School-wide events. In winter, correct me if I'm wrong in the comments, but I feel like it sort of dies down a little, and so there's not that many activities going on. In spring, it picks up again, though, and that's when, there's all those, events that you can go to. But, I don't know, maybe it's because of, it's raining tomorrow, but... Or not raining tomorrow, but raining this quarter. Thank God it's not raining tomorrow. It has been surprisingly sunny, and I have been loving it. I'm from LA, so not, having it not rain is something that I'm very much used to. So when it does rain, I was just I'm not feeling it. I'm trying to avoid the rain as much as possible this year. We'll see how that goes. Going back to avoiding the quarter system, though. Sorry, guys. Going back to the quarter system, though, honestly, and here's the thing. I think because our quarter system is, 10 weeks, 11 if you count that finals week, it makes it go by so fast to where nothing seems real. Obviously, I'm learning the information and, I'm there, I'm going to class, I'm going to work or whatever. I'm doing these, club events. It still doesn't feel real. So having to come back to that after a winter break, it feels like I'm still very much at home 6 hours away. I'm still not needing to be responsible with my schoolwork. But it's, that's not the case. So I wanted to come in and talk to you guys about some fun little tips and tricks to get your guys' selves reaccommodated, readjusted to this new quarter, winter quarter. Obviously, it's a new year. They say new year, new you. I don't know how much of that I believe, though. I feel like I'm a new person in the sense of, I take new skills with me. And, I try to put that into my daily life. I don't think I'm an entirely new person. But if that rolls for you, that's always good, too. Anyways, going on to the tips and tricks. The first tip that I have is getting a planner. I wish I would have listened to my roommates when I would have done this. I used to be a Notion girly through and through. And Notion's a really good resource for online planners and stuff. I still love it. And I was big on that in high school. And then once I got to college, I was okay, this isn't really working. I'm a very visual learner and stuff. So I need to visually plan out my days. And so having a physical planner was, the best thing I could ever do. I just got, some cheap one off of Amazon. Or I know even Target has some good ones. It doesn't need to be anything fancy. It could just be, a literal composition notebook. And, you can just draw, a calendar in there, too, if you're, on a budget. Which I think works just as well, because then you can customize it to how you like. Because sometimes I look at planners, and I'm, very particular with, it needs to have, the months, the days of the weeks, it needs to have, times. So maybe I should start drawing in a composition notebook and make it, a planner. But I'm also not that creative like that. So we'll see what I end up doing. But that was my first tip, and I feel like it's really helped me honestly just keep myself in track, like on track with my classes and stuff, because man, even though it's first and second week of the quarter, it's going by so fast. And literally that's why I mentioned, like, we're on a 10-week program. Everything's going to go by a lot quicker and a lot faster. So I think that's why having a planner especially helps. And I know they sell some at the bookstore too, at Baytree. I just haven't checked those out. But I might do like a little planner review and see how those go. Okay. Anyways, the next tip that I have is something that I sort of forced upon myself going into this quarter. I know this isn't going to be like a realistic tip for most students, but I thought it was like beneficial enough for me, and I thought, well, why not share it? So I came back the Friday before classes started, and classes started Monday. So I came back a couple days early, got myself readjusted to my apartment, and I used to do that when I was at the dorms. I used to come back like a little early, of course, as they could let us, because the dorms are on a certain schedule. But I remember doing that and like just having time to like do like Sunday resets, like washing my sheets, organizing my desk, organizing my laptop or my planner, making sure my Canvas was all like looking nice and cute, whatever, for all my classes. And that was also really helpful because then it got me in the mindset of like, oh, okay, I'm at school now, like this is where I'm gonna be doing, like I'm not at home, and I could just like get readjusted to all the things that I haven't been used to for like weeks on end. And so yeah, that's something that I really recommend. And finally, guys, a third tip and trick for this series, I mentioned it earlier, but looking at your Canvas ahead of time. I know some classes don't do this, but I think they honestly should. Post the syllabus like maybe not a whole week, but like a few days earlier before classes actually start, like maybe that weekend before classes start, just because I feel like it is such a refreshing moment where you can just actually sit down before all the craziness of like first and second week back into the quarter, and you can just like look at what you're getting yourself into. Obviously some professors go into like what the syllabus pertains that first week, but you know, not every professor is like that, and honestly it's really beneficial to do it on your own, because then that way you already know, and if there's something that the professor brings up in class that maybe wasn't brought up in the syllabus that you want clarity on, that's a great time to do so. So yeah, that was something that I really enjoyed, because this quarter I actually had two of my syllabuses available, and one of them for one of my classes was not available at the time. That was still fine though, but I was ahead for my other two classes, and by ahead I mean I understood what I was getting myself into, and that gave me a lot of sense of clarity. I'm very type A personality when it comes to like planning things out. Like I mean stuff like known like a week ahead, and sometimes that's my fault and that's my good side of what I bring, but it's also just beneficial to know. And I think that's what these tips really help me like ground myself and just bring me back to reality of like, okay, I'm back at school now, this is what I'm doing, like here's what I'm here to do. I need to put all this like energy into it, but I can still have time to like relax and stuff like that. And I think going back to the planner, that's what helps me plan like when I have downtime, or even Google Calendar, that's a good source too. And then like, you know, it just helps me manage my time better, and I think that's what I'm trying to get into this quarter, is like management, like time management. So yeah, I think that's all the topics that I wanted to cover today. But as always, I'm so glad to be back here on Slugcast. I hope you guys have listened to the few new episodes that are out already. If you haven't, make sure to go check that out. And yeah, hope you guys have a great rest of your evening, day, night, whenever you are listening to this. But yeah, guys, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Can't wait to see you on the next one, which will hopefully be another series episode. But yeah, thanks, guys.